Hi guys, welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. As you know, there's a guy out there I trust when it comes to protecting my assets, giving me answers on what to do moving forward. He's helped me so much with using gold and silver to protect my own money and my family's money. And he's done wonders for tons of my subscribers. And I thank him so much for always being there personally and doing it the best, better than anyone else. That would be Andrew Sorcini, my good friend from Beverly Hills Precious Metals. How you doing?
I'm good, Mel. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year. We made it.
Oh, we've made it. Yes.
Now, I wanted to have you on again for, you know, starting off the new year, right? I think people that watch my show are getting more and more information themselves also about what is going on with our market. We are honestly seeing a lot of shortages, a lot of confusion. We get different kinds of info every day from the propaganda press, the fake news media. And it's getting even worse, I think, with the financial news. I feel like they're purposely trying to confuse everyone about what is really going on. And we talked a little bit about the printing of money and the Ponzi scheme that is a lot of this this fake money and that how the Fed works. But also during the stimulus bills, a lot of money was printed that really has devalued our dollar. If you can talk a little bit about, you know, the printing of money and how that's hurting us. And I'd love that because people have to try to, because I'm not a financial person. I don't know anything about it, but you do. And it's a big problem and it can't stop. And if it does stop, it's going to be sudden and ugly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's I've recently seen a chart of the current money supply. And if you look at the chart going back to, like, say, 1940, from about 1940 to the early 1970s, it's just a straight line across. It doesn't move up. It doesn't move down because our dollars were actually backed by gold up until 1974. It was actually backed by gold until then. And during the Nixon administration, we did go off of the gold standard.
Right.
From right about there, if you're looking at the chart, it looks like a hockey stick from there. The hockey stick goes like this, straight right. up. And oh. and the money supply is just off the charts. And I believe that the printing of money to pay for things that we cannot afford and have no way to really pay back cannot stop. Just as it's compared to a Ponzi scheme. And as soon as something happens to where the inflow of cash in a Ponzi scheme can stop coming in, that's when it's exposed for the fraud that it is. So I feel that the government has no choice but to keep printing money.
Right.
Printing money will devalue the dollar, and you'll need to hedge that with something that's tangible and a true store of value like gold.
Right. And I just saw a lot of people don't realize that during these stimulus bills that came out, a lot of money was being allocated to the central banks. And it's really devaluing the dollar all over the world because everyone knows that it's really not backed by anything. But something else I learned about, maybe you can explain. A lot of people think that they're buying gold, but it's paper. And what I'm finding, and I'm seeing this happening all over the world, is people have all this gold that's backed by some kind of paper certificate that ends up when they go to sell it. It's not only not there, but it's owned by a lot of other people.
Exactly.
What's going on?
It's they have exchange traded funds that are called ETFs, and two of the biggest ones are one for gold and one for silver. Right. GLD for gold and SLV for silver. These are funds which are a basket of silver stocks that make up a fund, kind of how a mutual fund works. And they go up and down in value, just like a stock does. And you can trade them on any of the stock trading platforms like E-Trade or right. FidelityTrade or all the different trading platforms. So that's not real gold and silver.
It's, I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's supposed to
know.
Be. Yeah, they're supposed to, using silver as an example, I've heard that silver is oversold like 20 times. That's like if you had a house that you wanted to sell for $1 million and you sold it to 20 different people with the agreement that nobody could actually move into that home. I mean, if you did that would be completely fraudulent.
Right.
So,
same thing, right?
Yeah, paper gold and silver is traded on the same market as physical gold and silver, which makes no sense because the basic law of supply and demand is that as the supply of anything out there dwindles, and if the demand is high enough, that the price can increase from there.
Right.
Well, if you can sell the same thing 20 times over, then it seems like there would be an almost unlimited supply, and therefore you could hold the price right where you want it. So yeah. That could collapse like any day now. It could be days.
So people out there, if you think that you have gold and silver, you better check that it's not these certificates that when you go, you'll be in trouble. Because what I am watching also going on is I've been warning people whenever I see World Economic Forum and IMF and these people, Bank of International Settlements involved in something, and they say that it's a simulation, I can bet that within a year, it will not be a simulation. It will be an event. And something just happened in Israel, Operation Collective Strength. And it was about a total takedown of the world. It's the same as Event 201. My audience knows about that, the year before the COVID Transition Integrity Project, the simulation a year before Operation Blackout, before the election fraud, and Cyber Polygon Tabletop Exercise, World Economic Forum, IMF, about our supply chain. A year later, here we are. Well, this is about our financial system and the complete pull down worldwide. And, you know, the more I hear, it's a lot of these are connected through cyberspace, but also underground, all this stuff. And they can pull it. They can pull the whole thing. And that's what they were simulating, the end of people being able to get their money off on the online, getting it from the ATMs. Also, they were simulating that the supply chain would end and famine, all just the worst case scenario, as usual. Right. And I looked at it and I said, you know, great reset. They're backed against the wall. The next thing they have is a crash, a complete and total takedown. So that's another thing that I'm seeing going on right now. And it's very scary, but gold and silver, still physical gold and silver, can avoid people being caught up in that disaster, right?
Exactly. It's as you've just said, and like we talked about before the show, the big banking cabal would like to have all of our funds on a centralized system through the banking system. That's why the banks have been pouring dollars into things like cryptocurrency for the last 4 years, so that they could regulate it, so that the government could regulate it, and so that it could all be linked to our bank accounts.
Right.
You buy and sell cryptocurrency back and forth through your bank account. The idea is to go with a cashless society, so you can't have piles of cash under your mattress, and that you can't have gold and silver. You sent me an article that said gold investing will be going by the wayside in favor of cryptocurrency. And I feel that is designed to confuse us. And when we're confused, then we look to somebody to lead us. And if we're looking to the current leadership, then they're going to lead us toward what they want to accomplish with their own goals, which may not be the same that we have as individuals.
Right.
So that has
a lot to do with the QR code. I mean, they talk about it openly. Anyone that's calling anything a conspiracy theory at this point is really, they should look at it and then say, if they're saying it's a conspiracy theory, it's probably true. Just like track and trace, because a lot of the QR code track and trace things that everyone's downloading. Meanwhile, their next phase, it's already in China. You know, the things that America denies doing, or people call conspiracy theory, just go look up what's going on in Chinese CCP, and they're proud of it. And part of this, what you were talking about, the international digital currency, would also include your health passport, your vaccine status, your carbon footprint, your social credit score, and your finances, all under the guise of the Great Reset and the central banking cabal. And they don't deny that. Even if you look in these thick bills, this infrastructure joke bill, again, we have no money to pay for a $1.3 trillion bill that has all these ridiculous subsidies that have nothing to do with anything we care about. But again, that is a goal. Also, I saw something pretty disturbing. So there was a report that came out about the IRS just 2 days ago. Not only is the IRS, is it says, at least President Biden and the Democrats, they have allocated $80 billion to the IRS. I mean, this is a real document. And that's to upgrade technology, invest in more agents, beef up enforcement, and change agency functions such as customer service to AI. Oh, excellent news. But it also says that they're going to be so backlogged, in filing, that people that expect returns this year to be slower, a lot of incorrect penalties and assessments by the IRS in the millions that may not be, probably because it's going to be run by AI. Human error is also great. But as far as gold and silver, when it comes to taxes and whatever they're going to try to do, because the other thing is, once they change this to AI and technology, you're going to be assessed stuff and penalties, all the stuff that they've done to people for decades. But this time, who are you arguing with? You're arguing with an AI bot. So
exactly. You know? Your whole life will be on your phone,
right?
Like everything, your health records, your net worth, and your link to your banks and all your credit cards. It's like, even if you hate gold and silver, you should have a portion of your portfolio in gold and silver just to have it off the grid, just to see what happens. If you don't believe what we're telling you, just to see.
Yeah, so. I've been saying, because I've been watching it, the printing of the money is so sickening. And if anyone doesn't understand what happened with our financial system, and that the Fed is a private foreign-owned bank, and that the IRS is owned by that foreign-owned bank, the creature of Jekyll Island will certainly make you will certainly make your eyes open to the fraud that is the Fed. Especially the New York Fed seems to be hoarding gold right now. And why would they be hoarding gold if it's not the future, like you said? But also, I'm seeing, Andrew, all the countries all over the world, significantly, Philippines, Russia, Poland, Hungary, China, obviously, Iran, all these countries, they're all talking about, A, not having the dollar, the U.S. dollar, as a standard at all. Many of these countries right now don't want anything to do with it. And the more of the Biden-Blinken regime threaten Russia to kick them off the SWIFT system, the more Russia and China are planning not to participate anyway. So, you know, we got that too. What's going on with gold internationally? Because it certainly seems like major countries around the world are stocking up on gold big time.
They are. I really feel like people or other foreign governments understand the uses and need for gold and silver better than people in this country. I mean, we live in the best country in the world, and we've had it really good for many, many, many years. And there are things that happen in the world where there's regime changes, where people wake up one day and the currency that they used the day before is no longer good, right? or the leaders are shot and killed, and now there's a new leader.
Right.
And we just think, wow, these things happen in the world elsewhere, but they don't happen here. And really, it can happen anywhere. And people need to be prepared for sure.
Yeah. And what is the supply like in America? Because that's the other thing you said about Goldman Sachs put out that thing about they're going full into crypto. A month ago, they were against it. You know, gold is not the future. Silver is the future. Neither are worth anything. So as I watch the cabal, the central bank owned entities, and, you know, the big hedge funds that are doing this, all you know is that they're trying to confuse you on purpose, which is never a good thing. And there's no confusion about gold and silver. Where are we now in getting supply? How are you finding that? Are you finding the supply is dwindling? Is it restocked? What's going on with that?
Oh, the supply is absolutely dwindling. There's a certain type of gold that we sell a lot of, which are the non-reportable $20 US gold pieces that have about an ounce of gold in each one.
Right.
And our company alone has really taken a big bite out of the available supply here in the United States. And a lot of this gold actually made its way to Europe in 1933 when FDR actually outlawed owning more than $100 face value worth of gold. So the families that lived in America in 1933, many of them had just been here for a few years. Like they just moved here from Europe. So they still had family in Europe, and they shipped a lot of it back to Europe. The European banks actually received a lot of gold from the US, and it's been sitting in the European banks since the 30s. And a lot of our gold is coming from Switzerland. It's actually been there since the 30s. It's in almost uncirculated condition. And we've been having to tap that resource a lot to get gold. Silver has been very difficult. We just jump from asset to asset. We'll sell one type of silver and then we eat up all the available supply, and then we have to move to a different one while we wait for that supply to build back up. And it is getting difficult. So it's, we can't make more gold and silver. They're not, it's being consumed faster than it's being mined.
Right.
And
you know, when I was in Dallas, I met a client of yours, not through me, but a client that's really, really happy with you. I think it's the guy that you've told me about that he started like using gold as a currency, but he's a big fan of you. But yeah, I'm sure, I think it's that guy. But so he told me a little bit, gold can be used as a currency at this point. People need to know that. It's not, it really is the value of gold. You give it to somebody, it's that value, and it pays for stuff. I think this is something we should all start really thinking about.
Yeah. Yeah. The gentleman that you're talking about, if it's the same one, he's been doing that for years. Like, he lives in a big compound, like out in the middle of the desert. And, he works very hard to do that. So he'll go out and lay like a slab of concrete for someone to build a home on or a business. And he doesn't want cash. He wants gold and silver and he wants to pay for things with gold and silver. So it is happening now. And people ask sometimes, and I got asked this yesterday, they say, well, okay, so if we buy like these silver coins that you always offer, which are the 90% silver coins that are non-reportable, the pre-1965 dimes, quarters, and half dollars, they say, if I invest in these today, and if the dollar were to go kaput, how do I buy things with this? And I just tell people, we don't know that right now because we're not in an emergency situation, but if the dollar were to actually go kaput and we needed to bargain with something that is tangible, like 90% silver, dimes, quarters, and half dollars,
right,
it would be shows like this where we would actually talk about what the value is. Right. I would say, well, today I'm paying $2.40 for a 90% silver dime.
Yeah, they're expecting, I've seen so many things, they're expecting silver and gold as the dollar does. I'm telling you, foreign countries want nothing to do with the US dollar right now. They know what happened here over the pandemic. It's also, I think it's coming from the top. Yellen, these people have been in it forever. I saw the second number two in the Fed yesterday had to resign because of all kinds of shady stuff. You know, Nancy Pelosi made more money in the last 2 years with something that looks very much like insider trading, but what do they care? Look, they're preparing. If we're watching our government, and there's reports out there, I saw one yesterday about all the money that Congress people made doing trades over the last 2 years, a lot of them involving tech and COVID stuff. You know, we got to realize if the Fed and the banks and our government are preparing for a big financial upset of some sort, that should be a sign. We shouldn't be waiting for them. I've been telling people, I know my sister's going to buy a bunch of gold from you and some other people I've talked to. But she says the same thing as everyone all the time. Where am I going to put this?
I usually tell people go to Costco or Sam's Club or go on Costco.com or Sam's Club website and just look at the different safes that they have in there. And there's one that's a gun safe that you could fit like rifles that are like standing up in there. And I'm not suggesting people go out and buy a bunch of guns to put into the safes, but those work perfect, you know?
Right.
Just order one online, have it delivered to your home. Don't worry about whether it's fireproof or not fireproof. When it arrives at your home, have it bolted to like the garage door. I mean, the garage floor, right, if you can, and don't tell anybody you have it, and don't tell anybody you have the gold or silver, and just store it there.
Right, right. That's just so easy. But also, you have a place that you can store it too, and it's insured and all of that as well, right?
We do. It's a depository that we use in Delaware. It's completely private, and in the last 6 months, I've opened up more accounts for clients than I had in probably the previous 15 years.
Right.
I use them personally and for the business, and they're safe, and I feel like I can trust them.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to a couple of the doctors that have been on the front lines that, like, in the beginning of the pandemic, you know, they're all out there. In the beginning of the pandemic, they were the ones saying something's wrong here. And as time has gone on, they've realized more and more that my yelling about the Great Reset and the one world government and the central banking cabal, that it's actually real. And more and more people are coming out and talking about it. But what I did have, I had one of them on the other day, and he was talking about that when he started doing research and looking into this, he was saying that What people aren't looking at is that both Social Security and federal and government pension funds have been drained, and that the dates of this really do coincide with where what's really going on. But apparently there's facts out there that say that these supposedly reserves that people are going to live off of are gone, including the pensions. So for people that have 401ks and IRAs, I don't think a lot of people realize that they can transfer some of that, all of that even, into gold and have it be safe and secure no matter what happens. And like I always say to people, if you buy gold from Andrew and you need to unload it, he'll buy it back because he knows it's happening. But as far as IRAs and people's savings, because I saw something about inflation as well, and that, you know, anyone that has a moderate savings can expect in the next year to drain it. And these are everywhere, these articles. It's not conspiracy theory. It's not just me saying it. All you have to do is look up what's going on. But as for savings, IRA, pension, what can people do with gold with that?
People should go on our website and fill out the free consultation form and have a conversation with me or one of the members of my team about how to do a rollover from a 401k or an IRA.
Right.
It's very simple. It only costs about $200 a year to actually have one. And you actually hold physical gold and physical silver in a storage facility, like the one I mentioned, Delaware Depository. Right. It's held there in a lockbox with your name on it. And if you wanted to have that delivered to you, all you would do is just let me know. And we fill out a form that we have you sign. And the exact silver that was earmarked for you can be sent directly to you. It would be counted as a distribution, but it is your silver. It does exist, and it does sit at a facility where you can audit it at any point. You right. get statements. It's actually there.
Right. And I know people already working with you that can say that that's absolutely true. But also, like you said before, a lot of these mutual funds, all this, they're all invested all over the place. And I really do fear, the more I hear, the more people I talk to, I think the stock market is in big trouble on purpose, by the way, is my opinion. I just feel like they've overspent. They've no way out. Like you said, they either have to have a catastrophe of some sort or continue to print money that's worthless. And the rest of the world saying, we don't want the US dollar anywhere near us anymore. There was just a giant collapse in Turkey. Nobody really talked about, and they're all shocked there, but I saw the gold stuff in Turkey is rising as well. So I just want people to be prepared. Also, Andrew and I were talking about, cause a lot of people have questions. If you do go to my site and go to the partners page and go to where it's Andrew, Beverly Hills Precious Metals, there's a form you can fill out. We're going to do a Q&A the next show we're together, because we want to get, I still haven't figured out live stream. So I have to do it the old school way. Like when you used to write like to the news, like long form letters. So I would love if everyone that has questions that isn't maybe ready to jump the gun, goes to the website, to the partners page, goes to the form, just put other when it asks what you're asking about. And in the comment section, write your question and then we'll go through it. And then I'll sit down with Andrew before the next show and say, these are the questions most people have. And I'll figure out what's most important. And on the next show, we'll answer a bunch of questions from you guys, because listen, I just don't want anyone to not prepare, there's so many people out there tell me to my face, oh God, I gotta buy gold. I'm gonna do it next week. I'm gonna do it next month, silver, next week, whatever tangible hard assets, because that's the key right now. And it just, then time goes on. But if there's something holding you back, be it consciously or subconsciously, go onto the form, go to my partner's page, find Andrew's form, and in the comment section, write a question and we will answer it the next show. And Andrew, once again, where can everyone find you?
Oh, go to the website at bh-pm.com. So it's B as in Beverly, H as in Hills, -pmpaulmary.com. And just click on the free consultation form. You can fill out your name, your phone number, your email address, and mention that you learned about us from the Mel Kay Show.
Aww.
And just a couple sentences about what you're trying to accomplish. And, okay. I know that you can also do that on your website as well.
Yeah. And I want to open up my website, partners page form for Andrew, to also questions. Maybe you're not ready to have a phone call or this and that, but you have a question about gold or silver. Andrew's been, I know he looks very young, but he's been doing this for about 30 years. So you know, there's a lot of people that got into the gold market in the mid 90s and later that are out there, you know, and they're selling their free dollar or whatever they're doing. But Andrew's been in this since he was a kid, a young guy, and has seen the ups and downs for 30 years of this market. And he can answer literally any question you have about gold, silver, and protecting your assets in general. And he's happy to. So if you go to the forum, you pick other, you write in the comment section, hey, Mel and Andrew, this is my question. Please do that, because then the next show will be a lot more fun, because it'll be more what you want to hear instead of what I want to hear, which is I always have questions for Andrew anyway, and I email him stuff all the time. So you guys can now have your own direct link to have your questions answered. And thank you so much, Andrew. Happy 2022. I think it's going to be an excellent year for everyone out there. It might look a little sketchy right now, but I have high hopes for law, order, justice, and truth. And I know you'll be on the front lines with me. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.
You as well. Thanks, Mel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.